Hello, my beautiful creative souls. It's Carissa. And right now, I would like to talk about your big butt. Because I know you got a big butt. Now, I don't know if you have a big booty or not, but I do know that you have a big butt. Because all creative people, and really all people in general, have these big aspirations and these dreams that inspire them, and even if they're only relegated to the level of being a fantasy that you just enjoy thinking about, everyone has these big things that they could be or do, and they talk about them, and they get stars in their eyes, and you can see their face light up, and how much this means to them. And then they'll reach a point in the conversation where they'll say, oh, and I would love to do that, but, and there's this big but. And all of a sudden, you can feel the energy in the conversation shift. You can feel that there's this heaviness there. There's this sense of being a block or a wall. And you can tell that this person at some level does not believe that that dream or that aspiration or that thing is possible for them because of something. And no matter how big your butt is, I'm here to tell you, you can get past it. There's something there for you. Your big butt is not only holding you back, but it can also point you in the direction of the piece of your shadow that is where you need to point your attention now. That's the piece that's calling you to look at it and say, I need you to see me. I need you to accept me as a part of you. I need you to work on this. I need you to focus on this limiting belief that you have, that you can't do this when you actually can. And we may need to clarify that there's a difference between a true all-out fantasy, such as, you know, you're middle-aged and you want to play in the NBA, and that's never going to happen because that just, you know, that's not going to happen. It's the likelihood of that happening is slim to none, because there are factors in place that make it close to physically impossible. I'm not talking about those kinds of fantasies. I'm talking about you want to go to France, or you've always wanted to write a book, or you want to get back into singing. Somebody told you when you were young that you couldn't sing, or maybe you were off key, or that you should stop, and you stopped because you were small and you didn't have the power within you to continue doing what you love doing because someone criticized you. These are the kinds of things that I'm talking about. What is it that you've wanted to create for yourself to share with the world? What is it you've always wanted to do that will expand you as a person and will expand your worldview and help you feel like a world citizen and someone who would have more to share with others? These are the kinds of things that your big butt is preventing you from having, and there's no reason for it. I want you to think about all those things, the things that can expand you, the things that you wish to create, the things that you feel are yours to bring to this planet. And what's the big butt that you're sitting on that's attached to that? And I want you to grab some notebook paper or a note-taking app and write down all the reasons why you think you can't do that. And all those reasons why are coming from your shadow, your unconscious, your ego, all of the parts of you that are designed to keep you small and safe and barely alive rather than thriving. And that's fine. It's fine to stay safe and alive, but you're meant for more than that. So write down this list of things, and I want you to start admitting to yourself some of the deeper fears that are attached to those big butts. All that, like, I would love to write a book. I've been wanting to write this book. I have all these ideas, but I wasn't an English major. You can't write a book unless you went to school for writing. That's crazy. Why would you try to do that? The big but with that is, I'm not enough. I don't know enough. I'm not good enough. No one will accept me. My work won't be good enough. All these things tied to not enough. You may see that theme running through other areas of your life. There are so many modalities you can use to crush that limiting belief and to begin to understand who you really are. But you can't work on something unless you know it's there. So please use your big butt as a pivoting point to figure out what ways are you sabotaging yourself. Make the unconscious conscious, or it will dog you for the rest of your life. Just keep a little list of things you notice when you want to do something. What's your big butt? Call it your big butt list, or whatever you want to call it. But please just do it, because you are meant to expand and to create. And I would love nothing more than to see you do that. All right.